This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton.
Це ще роками протидіяти. Терористи свідомо намагаються залишити.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said in his nightly address Thursday that he had just signed decrees giving posthumous awards to three policemen who were killed by Russian mines on Wednesday in the Kherson region. He said Ukraine will be dealing with mines for years to come, among them buried landmines, tripwire mines, and mined buildings, cars, and infrastructure. He said mining Ukrainian territory is certainly one of the charges for which Russia will someday have to answer. One of the winners of this year's Nobel Peace Prize says there will be no lasting peace in Ukraine until there is justice and human rights. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
The head of the Ukrainian Center for Civil Liberties, Oleksandra Matvichuk, said Russian President Vladimir Putin thinks he can do exactly what he wants. The human rights activist also said that she believes human rights and peace are inextricably linked. Matvichuk spoke to reporters on her arrival to Oslo to receive the Nobel Peace Prize with fellow human rights campaigners from Belarus and Russia. The prize was seen as a strong rebuke to the authoritarian rule of Putin. I'm Karen Chamas.
The Biden administration hopes to use a gathering of 50 African delegations in Washington to uplift and empower African institutions, citizens, and nations through discussions about challenges such as health, democracy, governance, climate change, and more. This according to senior administration officials on Thursday. Next week's U.S.-Africa Leaders Summit will spend 3 days in Washington discussing the challenges, needs, and hopes of one-fifth of the world's population spread over a landmass where as many as one-third of the world's languages are spoken. The summit begins on Tuesday. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Two women who lost their jobs at Twitter when billionaire Elon Musk took over are suing the company in federal court, claiming last month's abrupt mass layoffs disproportionately affected female employees. The discrimination lawsuit is the latest in a series of legal challenges over Musk's decimation of Twitter's workforce through mass layoffs and firings. Speaking to reporters outside the federal courthouse in San Francisco, lead attorney Shannon Liss-Rorden says an analysis of layoffs shows clear gender bias.
57% of women were laid off, while 47% of men were laid off. And the statistical significance of those numbers is through the roof.
Days after the world's richest man bought the social media platform for $44 billion, the company told about half the employees on November 4th that they no longer had a job, but would get 3 months' severance.
We got the power.
What kind of power?
Union power.
Hundreds of journalists and other employees at the New York Times are on a 24-hour walkout, the first strike of its kind at the newspaper in more than 40 years. Striking reporters and editors rallied outside the newspaper's offices while the company relied on non-union staff to keep up with news coverage. Nicole Hannah-Jones with the New York Times Magazine said the workers love the Times.
We are here because we love the New York Times and because workers are the heart of the New York Times.
Members of the News Guild of New York say they're fed up with bargaining that has dragged on since their last contract expired in March of 2021. Negotiations took place Tuesday and Wednesday, but the sides remain far apart on issues including wages and remote work policies. The U.S. House of Representatives gave final approval Thursday to a bill that protects same-sex and interracial marriages. The measure passed 258 to 169 and now heads to President Biden's desk to be signed into law. A judge has sentenced former Theranos executive Ramesh Sunny Balwani to nearly 13 years in prison for his role in the country's blood testing hoax. The punishment announced Wednesday was slightly longer than that given last month to the CEO, who was his romantic partner and accomplice in one of Silicon Valley's biggest scandals. Balwani was convicted in July of fraud and conspiracy in connection with bogus medical technology that duped investors and endangered patients. His sentencing came less than 3 weeks after Elizabeth Holmes received more than 11 years in prison. And the Biden administration filed a complaint Thursday aimed at blocking tech giant Microsoft's $69 billion bid to buy Call of Duty games maker Activision over concerns the deal would deny rivals access to popular games. Marissa Melton, VOA News.